Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome to Mind Food Radio. Well, it's time for a coffee. We all love a good coffee. We've got Derek Townsend joining us now from Carajo's Coffee. Derek, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into coffee.
I was a really young guy, about 17 years of age, visiting Melbourne, and someone introduced me to Pellegrini's Espresso Bar. And after that, I was hooked.
And from then on, you've become like a coffee connoisseur, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I've been in the business ever since then, so all my life, really.
So you end up going to Europe. How does Europe differ from here in terms of the coffee experience?
It was sort of like Pellegrini's, only more so. It's much about the experience as it is about the coffee, I think. Of course, coffee gives you a lift.
Mm-hmm.
But the tradition, the people meeting, the local old ladies, that's what I found exciting.
So for yourself, you know, the price of average coffee is going to rise. Does that have an impact on the end user? Do you think people will stop having coffee, or do you think they'll just go, well, bugger it, I love it, so I'm going to pay for it?
Yes, later.
Yeah, I think that too.
I think coffee is, to me, it's one of the treats that you can have. You know, it gives you a lift.
Yep.
What may have to happen is that the cafes become more efficient.
And how do you mean more efficient? What do they throw away a lot of coffee?
Less staff.
Okay.
Staff is your biggest cost.
Yeah.
Now, in Milan and Italy, you can still buy a coffee for about $1.30 Australian, and they still make money, but they sell a lot of them. So if you can get that economies of scale, like have two less staff members but sell much, much more coffee, well, then you can afford to keep the price of that cup of coffee down.
Now, when we move into the world of flat whites, I have to ask you a question. You claim to have invented the New Zealand flat white, so tell us about that, and how does that differ from the Aussie flat white?
Again, when we started here in New Zealand, 1981, you know, what do we call the coffees? Now, we had a friend here, and she'd worked in Melbourne, and so she gave us all the Aussie names, the short black, the long black, the cappuccino, the flat white.
Yep.
And what it was, the long black was a black coffee, short black espresso, flat white was a white coffee, basically. So black coffee with milk. So that's how we started making them. Now, after a few years, by about 1988, so I'd stopped counting in a million cups of coffee, and I'm a New Zealander, and we produce lots of milk, you know, and that's part of our culture. So what I started doing was instead of making a black coffee with some milk, I started making a small espresso. So 20 mils of strong, thick espresso, and with creamy milk. So I stretched the milk with steam, and it came out like thick and cream, which also makes it much sweeter. And then I poured that onto the espresso. And so that was the New Zealand flat white.
Ah.
And that's a difference between the Aussie. Now, I have to say now that the Aussie flat white is starting to become more like ours.
Yeah.
It's starting to use thicker coffee and hot, creamy milk, rather than your old-fashioned white coffee, if you like.
Yeah. And so, Derek, what are some of the coffee trends we should be looking out for?
Well, a lot of the trends, more so in Australia than New Zealand, but New Zealand is following, is they're following the American trends of filter coffee.
Oh, don't tell me that.
For want of a better word. Yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like it at all.
Look, my uncle in Canada, they drink that filtered coffee like it's water.
So these are the trends from America, but I think we should stand up and say, oh, no, we like the Italian style better.
Yeah, we do.
It's really thick, creamy.
We like the European influence.
Absolutely.
Derek Townsend talking to us from Carajo's Coffee. And I tell you what, it is an interesting thing. I think it is very boutique, but he's one of the last few remaining large independent roasters. And I think, you know, we need to get behind people like him because at the end of the day, we like our boutique coffee. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.